My name is Rondell Gilmore. I'm 11 years old.
My name is Kulo Gass. I am 12 years old.
We interviewed Ramon Robinson on August 22nd, 2018.
I grew up in Homewood, 7035 and a half Kelly Street. I have four brothers. We live with my mom. We live in an apartment building. It was a rough childhood, but it was also fair. Had a lot of fun. Played a lot of football. I actually played football for Homewood. Fun childhood. Played outside a lot. Unlike you guys, we actually played outside. I was probably the first generation to have a Nintendo, so we played a little bit of video games, but more outside stuff. One of my brothers been killed maybe a long time ago. I'm Garfield. Had a sister, mother, father. Great family. Last names are Robinsons. Big in Garfield. Got a lot of family in Garfield and a lot of family in Homewood. Nice big family. Oh, man, a lot of challenges, man. Just growing up at home was just a challenge. It's just a challenge growing up at home. We're trying to do the right thing, try to stay out of trouble. It's just a major challenge. And, you know, when I grew up, there was gangs. I mean, there's gangs now, but it was different. I was the first era of the gang. I was probably in Rajasthan when gangs first hit. So you figure 13, 14, you're at that stupid age. So just growing up at Homewood and try to stay positive to get through major challenge in life. I went to Minidale. We had white and black kids, so it gave me a different background. Like, you know, I lived in the middle of Homewood, but I went to elementary school, bunch of white kids. So it gave us different type of upbringing. We're a different style of Homewood kid. Like, it gave me the ability to function in all worlds. So Minidale was definitely kind of rounded me and my friends to be how we are now. Middle school was nice. Went to Rajasthan. Actually, it's tore down now. So we went to Rajasthan, mixed school. Had a lot of fun in middle school. All around athlete, played wrestle, a little basketball. We didn't have football there. A lot of field trips. Actually was in the band in middle school. I played the trombone. Nobody knows that. So I'm telling y'all a little something nobody knows about me. And middle school was pretty good. High school was awesome. Westinghouse High School. That's where it all happened for me. Westinghouse was a lot of fun. Came into my own in football. We won a lot of championships. Westinghouse was great. A lot of friends, still got friends from Westinghouse till this day. And obviously I coach for Westinghouse now, so high school was a blast. High school was the best for me. And I had mentors. His name was Coach Webb, Mr. Dillard, Coach Doc. A lot of community guys. Mentors are key for you young guys. If you get a nice mentor, you might not want to be like your mentor, but you want to kind of go to where he's going. Yeah, I mean, you want to be in an area where he's at. Like, you never want to follow the wrong people. I went to college, too. College was kind of tough. Really wasn't a big book guy, but I had a year out in Arizona. I had to catch the bus to Mesa, Arizona. I was going to actually go to Pitt University, but my grades wasn't too good, so they sent me to a JUCO, and we had to catch the bus to Arizona. It took 3 days. 3 long days. The longest I ever been away from my house. I had my bags, speakers, everything, TVs. I don't know what I was thinking, but we got out there, didn't have nowhere to live. I actually had to sleep in the locker room. Slept in the locker room for a couple of days. Things didn't go right. We didn't get no housing, so we had to come back home. I tried another college, but it didn't work. And that was pretty much the end of my college career. I don't want nobody to do what I did. I had the world in my hands and let it go. So I try to inspire you guys to do it. I have kids of my own I got to stay up for, but you guys, the young guys, the youth. I have a twin brother. Me and him are so much like together. He sets the bar pretty high. I got to say it. He sets that bar high. So it's not so much more of a mentor now because I'm a mentor. But I have a lot of friends that we set the bar high for each other. So we have like a friendly competition. So I wouldn't really say I got a mentor now, but we have a lot of friendly competition that keeps me going. So I tell you what, having your own business is very important because nobody's going to work harder. Nobody's going to do what you're going to do for yourself. When you have your own business, you're your own boss, you set your own hours. And it's just like really beneficial because, I mean, working for somebody is tough. Now, I have my own business and I also still work for the University of Pittsburgh, but having your own business is very important. And I would encourage everybody to have their own business. Very happy, man. I'm a happy man. I can't lie. Life is good. It's a great life. My coach always tells me it's a great life. That's what I'm doing right now, living a great life.